My name is Ketsia Aurelian. KetsiaAurelian. This dictation is for Lynette Tacy, LynetteTacy. This patient was seen on November 2nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage four. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, obesity, and the aging process, period. The most recent labs reveal a BUN of 53 from 44, creatinine of 2.49 from 2.13, and a GFR of 21 from 25. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. There is no urinalysis available to there is no activity in the urinary sediments. There is no calculation. There is no available labs to calculate for proteinuria. Period. The patient reports the patient denies any urinary symptoms at this time, but does report occasional intermittent pelvic pain. Period. The most recent CT of the abdomen and pelvis reveals unremarkable adrenal glands. It does not show any evidence of any hydronephrosis or obstructing nephrolithiasis, period. However, there is evidence of bilateral non-obstructing renal stones versus vascular calcifications or both. period. She denies hematuria. Period. We will continue to monitor the kidney functions. Period. Next line. Hypercalcemia / primary hyperparathyroidism. The most recent CT of the abdomen and pelvis did not show any evidence of malignancy. The serum protein electrophoresis and IFE were normal and shows no signs of monoclonal proteins. Period. We are still pending the urine protein electrophoresis results. The patient the serum calcium is 11.3, period. The PTH is elevated also at 113, period. However, the phosphorus is normal at 3.8. We believe this hypercalcemia to be the result of primary hyperparathyroidism, period. We started her on Sensipar 30 milligrams daily and will repeat the MBD labs at the next visit, period. Next line, hypothyroidism, continue with the current replacement therapy. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained stable with her blood pressure reading of 126 over 75. Period, she is euvolemic and has a BMI of 27. Period. Next line, suspected diabetes, suspected nephrogenic diabetes insipidus due to elevation of the serum calcium, serum sodium, and serum osmolality. Period. The patient has a history of lithium use for her bipolar. Period. This could also be a result of her hypercalcemia. If hypercalcemia is the cause, we suspect that it will improve once the hypercalcemia is resolved. Period. We will continue to monitor. She does report increased thirst and she does report increased thirst and polyuria. Period. Period. We instructed her to drink between 1 to 2 liters of water, depending on her weight. Period. For instance, if her weight is below 160, to prevent dehydration, she could drink closer to 1.5 to 2 liters of water. However, if she weighs 160 or more, she is to decrease her fluid intake to 1 liter in 24 hours, period. She is also advised to decrease her sodium intake since her serum sodium is 147, which is on the higher end of normal, period. Next line. Hypernatremia. As previously stated, this is possibly related to diabetes insipidus, which is a possibility. I mean, this is possibly related to the diabetes insipidus, secondary to history of lithium use. Differentials include hypovolemia related to diuretic use, we will continue to monitor. Next line, bipolar disorder. Next line, seizure disorder. Continue with the current therapy. We will follow up in 2 months with laboratory workup. And, nephrolithiasis. As per the recent CT dated 9/8/22, she is asymptomatic, period. If she becomes symptomatic, we may follow up with 24-hour urine to determine the type of stones, but we will monitor for now. And